大家好啊。
Good morning, everybody.
很高兴啊，南仲好像今天人数比较多。Henry, 你好。
I'm happy to see and there's a more male audience and then ladies and so good morning, Harry.
那上次我还是跟同样的哈方法，我这次就不介绍了，因为时间的关系，希望把无我给讲完啊。
We're going to continue on the topics of last time, so we're not going to go through the review. So hopefully we will finish the subject of no self or selflessness.
那上次讲到证悟空啊，观空里头的证悟空。那证悟空根据就是我们无法之法第二跟第三部分啊，弘智正觉里头提到的是非常的宽广辽阔。而且是永远的光明。
So last time, we up to the topic of actualization emptiness. So, and based on Master 弘智正觉, he described actualization emptiness is as wide and far-reaching with ever-present illuminosity.
那为什么会这样啊？在书里面师父也特别提到了啊，因为呢，他看到现象界啊，是如实的观察到现象界的所有的东西，那个就是照。
So why is that? So in the method of a known method in the book, and it says the aspect of illumination is independent of any observers. Things exist in and of themselves.
那这个跟默也有关系啊，因为我们感官上不能够知道，所以我们当我们开悟的时候呢，我们没有自我啊，因为就是没有自我，你所有现象界就很平平静静的，它消失了，进入它本体的状况啊，这个样的解释啊。大概只有真正证悟到的人才讲得出来啊！那我所以这是完全根据师父在书里面提的，所以证悟的那个经验，简单的讲就是它能够非常的广、宽广、辽阔，而且是永远的光明。
So, the silent aspect of this actualization emptiness is thequiescent extinction of a phenomena to enter numeral state unknown to the sense of things as they are. Because there is no subject self, while the illumination is present. So you perceive the object, which is phenomena, as the way they are.
那另外呢，想问大家，刚刚在还没有开始以前，我有问过大家，有没有想要开悟？
So, before we start today, I want to ask everybody, do you want to be enlightened?
有没有?
Anybody?
有的话是对的态度哈，不要讲说没有，你连开悟都不想，那你觉得你可不可能开悟？一定不可能，一定是你有要，你才有可能。
So, you want to be enlightened, that is the correct attitude.So if you are doubting that, you don't even know you want to be enlightened, and so you are definitely not being enlightened. So you want to be, you have a determination, you want to be enlightened.
那就是想要，那照着那个去做，那个是叫精进哈，就是照着那样去做，而不是那个欲望的那个要，那就是不是精进走。
So you want to be enlightened, and then you work hard, diligently, so, and then youand get to the end result, enlightenment or realization. It's not the wanting, that kind of desire, you're wanting something. It's, you made a determination, you want to be enlightened.
就好比说我们说想要就像发愿一样，是把它当作是一个愿心往那边走。
What is the meaning? It's a wanting desire. Oh, maybe you give a vow. Oh, I want to do this. I want to do that. And you follow your vow, you get to there.
那这个的愿跟善美好好是相应的，就是说跟三毒不相应，可是跟十善相应的。
This vow and this wanting vow, and you make a determination you want to achieve something. This is in accordance with the 10 virtuous vow. So it's not in accordance with the 3 poison, greed, hatred, and ignorance.
那在书里面也提到开悟这件事啊。那师父，我觉得无法之法里头厘清有一些很好的观念啊。师父里头提了一个问题，开悟为什么不会体验到烦恼？
So, as far as enlightenment, and in the books, and Sifu made a lot of clear distinction. Why and after enlightenment, you will not experience vexation? Why is that?
那假如你带书的话，就在书的第25页。可有没有人可以回答为什么你啊无我？因为是无我，所以看不到烦恼。是这样是、啊、
So, why is that? So, if you have a book, and so you may go into the book for reference. So, why we don't experience the production or extinction of vexation at the point of enlightenment? Because there's no self-reference.
其实每次菩萨讲的是没有错，刚刚给的是应该是第46页，英文是第25页，那中文是第46页。因为没有，他讲无我嘛，因为有我，所以我们可以感觉到烦恼。那因为没有我，自我这个，所以我们感觉不到烦恼。
So, if you have the book, a Chinese book is on page 46. English book, The Method of No Method, is on page 23. So, Correction. Okay. So, because there's no self, for that reason, and you will not be entangled in the cause and condition of the external environment, nor will you experience vexations.
刚刚有提到说，当进入末照同时的时候，末照同时的时候就是等于类似开悟，等一下我会讲这个主题，开悟还有解脱的不一样在哪里哈。他说，因为我们刚刚是说我们所有的现象很平静的就消失了嘛，那所有的事物它都是独立的存在在我们自己本质在外面，所以呢我们不会受外面的环境的影响。那烦恼会产生，就是因为我们跟我跟事对在一起嘛，跟事情人事物对在一起。现在我跟人事物我没有对在，就是完全是在默的情况之下的时候，所以那个烦恼就不会干扰到我。所以为什么你没有我的时候那个烦恼就看不到，不是没有烦恼，而是你看不到那个烦恼，因为不影响到你。
So, because there's no self-reference and silent aspect, we said that before, the quiescent extinction of a phenomena to enter a normal state, unknowable to the sense of things as they are. The illumination aspect is independent of any observers. Things exist in and of themselves. And for that reason, you will not be entangled in the cause and condition of external environment, and you will not experience vexations. Vexations still exist. When you encounter people, things, and all phenomena in your external environment, vexations still exist, but you will not be bothered by. So that's why you don't have this. There's no production or extinction of vexations.
那现在要跟大家介绍一个，就是悟，在师父第圣严法师教末照禅里面的第180页里头有讲，悟不等于解脱。
So, on the Chinese book on the 180, page 180, and Shifu mentioned clearly, enlightenment is not equivalent to liberation.
那在师父这里面的我觉得要仔细的跟大家介绍一下，因为这个是一个观念的一个厘清啊。他说一般在正统的佛教修行的人，你问他开悟的时候，他都一定讲他没有。
So, there's a lot of, concept that need to be clarified, about enlightenment. So, and, normally, and under the right, Buddhist, to the Buddhist practitioner, when you ask them, are you enlightened? The answer normally is no.
那什么时候他才会讲他开悟的，就是当他要指导学生的时候，因为那时候是心心相印嘛，你不要讲他都知道嘛，哈。那他也从来不会讲说他自己是圣人。那一般人他当他讲他是圣人的时候，大概是他就要跟我们要离开我们了。嗯哼。
So the only time they may reveal the enlightenment is when they are guiding the student, give the student teaching. So because the teaching in a lot of time is not through words, it's from the mind to mind, they reflect on each other.So that's, you don't need words to describe. You can just know. You just know. So the only time they may mention they are saints because it's the time they are about to leave us and depart from this world.
所以呢，另外还有一个原因，他假如跟没有开悟的人讲说他已经是开悟或圣人的时候，那一般的凡夫就会用崇拜的心嘛，哈。就觉得啊，这个我是做不到的，只有你们圣人才做得到，所以反而对他修行上反而没有一种鼓励，所以一般他们都用说我是平常人，我是师父也讲说他就是一个和尚。
And sometimes and another reason they don't mention about they are enlightened because if they really mention about they are enlightened, so ordinary people encounter them and they say, wow, this is something we can never achieve. And they become worshipping about the teacher. So this is exactly, they do not want that happen. So we do not encourage that. So that's why Shifu always say, I'm only a monk. I'm just only a practitioner.
那有一次师父就问达赖喇嘛。西藏有没有很多开悟的人？
One time, and Shifu has a dialogue with Dalai Lama. Shifu was asking Dalai Lama, in Tibet, is there a lot of enlightened people?
那达赖喇嘛回答哈，开悟对菩萨来说就是解脱。那不是凡夫菩萨的解脱，这个等一下会跟大家解释，而是圣人菩萨的解脱。所以开悟解脱，菩萨跟凡夫讲的是不大一样啊。在这边，达赖喇嘛想要表达的是这样。
So, Dalai Lama reply is, enlightenment is the liberation of bodhisattva. This bodhisattva is not ordinary being bodhisattva. A lot of time we call people respect each other and we call bodhisattva, but it's this ordinary bodhisattva. It's not the liberation of ordinary bodhisattva. Actually, it's the liberation of saint bodhisattva.
他达赖喇嘛继续讲，他说，当菩萨开悟以后呢，他已经断了一分的烦恼。那不是我们讲十分烦恼断嘛，才证高位的解脱嘛，哈。那还没有断的烦恼，它只不过是没有显现出来而已。
So, Dalai Lama continue, and then when the Bodhisattva after enlightened, and they already suffer in 1 out of 10 vexations. So normally we say vexation describe like from point 1 to point 10. So and only one point and seems server, but in the other 10 point or the other 9 point, and they just not reveal.
那达赖喇嘛继续说，听说台湾有很多开悟的人哈，那到底是开的是什么悟呢？
And Dalai Lama continued, oh, I heard about it in Taiwan. There's a lot of people and call themselves enlightened. What kind of enlightenment is that?
那师父回答说啊，我真是惭愧啊，我们都没有告诉人家什么是开悟了啊，所以认为只要有一点点神秘经验呢，就是开悟。
So, 师父 replied, so, I feel bad about it, and because we never really clearly mention what is enlightenment, and some people may encounter some mysterious experience, and so they call that is the enlightenment experience.
其实在中国的禅宗跟天台宗有谈过这个问题哈。师父他自己也讲，我也知道，经验不是开悟，经验不是开悟，这个很重要啊，经验不是开悟。
So in Chinese Chan and Tiantai school, and they mentioned clearly about enlightenment. And so this is very important. Experience is not enlightenment. Again, experience is not enlightenment.
这个要记得，所以有好的经验的时候，就不要认为自己是开悟啊，是那个修行程度的经验而已啊。
So make sure you remember that.Good experience is not enlightenment. So in the process of your practice, you may encounter few good experience, but those are not enlightenment.
那师父现在开始啊，在这边我觉得蛮重要。禅宗里头有讲见性、明心见性，还有不等于解脱。见性就是与空性相应，所以见性等于是空性，等于是开悟，但不等于解脱。这个可以哈。
So in Chan school and clearly said, when you see your nature, when you realize, when you attain realization, when you gain enlightenment, is not equal to liberation. And then that is actually in accordance to the nature of emptiness.
那师父这个举例我觉得非常的贴切哈。他说假如没有见性的人就好比在云雾当中，云和雾会挡住我们的视线嘛，根本不知道前面那个开悟的那座山是什么，可是当云雾散的时候，你就可以看到那个所谓开悟的那个是什么。可是呢，因为修行善根的关系，一下云跟雾又关起来了，又有了。那时候呢，你是看到一些见性，可是你还没有真正的所谓的解脱。可是你已经比较对这件事情，你会比较认真，因为你有过经验嘛，你知道那个这经验的美好，那你就会用功。
So, 师父 mentioned it and used this analogy, and it's just like, you are in the fog. You cannot see the mountain behind the fog. So when you, be able to see your nature in that split second, so you can actually see, the fog and dissipate it. You can actually see the mountain. But it based on your, karmic disposition and then a virtuous route, and then the fog may come back again. So you won't be able to see the mountain again.But with that split moment of a wonderful experience, and that gives you something to look forward to, you want to practice hard, practice diligently, so you'll be able to see the mountain again.
那到底你只有看到山，你还没有爬到山上嘛，哈，山上就是解脱嘛，哈。那你看到那个是见到空性，可是你还没有上去，所以你为什么见性不是等于是解脱，解脱就是你真正就是在那个里头了。
So you only see the mountain and split moment, but you are not climbing up to the mountain. So that's like you have that enlightenment experience, but it's not a liberation. But you want to work hard to climb up to the mountain and be in the mountain, not only be under the mountain, see the mountain.
那师父又另外一个解释，我觉得这一个解释也蛮贴切哈。他就说见性好像在黑夜中，那时候都没有灯光，突然闪电，你就看到东西，对不对？ 可是那个闪电没有闪的时候你就看不到了，那个就是见性。
Another good analogy from Shifu is like you are in the pitch black at night, and then you cannot see anything. All of a sudden, that split second, and there's a lightning. So with that lightning, you'll be able to peek at some things surrounding. You can see something, but once the lightning gone, you cannot see anything.
所以只有在闪的那一刹那，你才看得到东西。
So only you can see things in that split second of a lightning strike and light out the environment briefly.
所以弘治正觉在的那个时候有位弘治正觉是禅宗的末照嘛，那另外一个话头的大会宗高他自己就讲过了，他是大悟18遍，小悟不计其数。
So, Master 弘治正觉, and he is the, original master and start a silent illumination. The master, promote, 话头 is 大会宗稿. So, 弘治正觉 mentioned, Master 弘治正觉 mentioned, and so he had a big enlightenment or great enlightenment 18 times. But with a small enlightenment here, there, it's numerous, cannot be counted.
就是表示说他常常与空性是相应，但常常就会被烦恼又盖住。
And that means, most of the time he is in accordance with empty nature, but a lot of time and he was covered or by the vexations.
那他是说小悟无数，师父在这边讲，数字不重要，重要的他就是让大家知道悟尽并不是解脱，他重点要再讲，所以有很多人讲说，诶，明心见性为什么还要再修行？人家很多的大德都是明心见性以后才开始起修。
So that's why the number is not important regardless how many times. And the important is the enlightenment state is not equivalent to liberation.So that's why, and those people and may see the nature and attain the realization, attain the enlightenment. And that precisely is the beginning of a practice. So, that is really the beginning of the practice.
那师父在这边也特别提到说不要太重视这个见性这个啊，不要就是强调这个，而是要强调你的烦恼是不是越来越少。你的快乐慈悲是不是越来越多？这个比较重要。
So, we not emphasize in seeing the nature. We need to emphasize, is your vexation is lessened, and is your compassion, actually strengthened and increased.
那师父，因为在这本书也是跟禅期有关系嘛，所以很多打期的人都很喜欢师父来跟他认可嘛，哈。说认可他有没有见性的经验嘛？所以有一位叫做圆悟克勤禅师，他是算一个很严谨的一个，要认可人家的时候，他是很严谨，就不随便说你有见性啊或者开悟的经验啊。所以师父说他那个印啊是叫金刚印。
So that's why Of course, the book was written and based on the Sifu's guidance in the retreat. So a lot of people and want to come to Sifu. Oh, Sifu, and can you give me a certification? Am I enlightened? And there's a back then, and there's a master, called 圆悟克勤, and ink, and that means certify. And the first word in Chinese is like a stamp.I give you certification, I give you stamp, okay, you see the nature. So, but because 圆悟克勤, his standard is very high, he's very strict, he will not give anybody certification, and to give the stamp. That's why people are joking or say, 圆悟克勤's stamp is made out of diamond. It's very hard for him to give certification to anybody have the experience.
并不仅这个圆悟克勤禅师，就是把关把得很紧的所有的禅师不容易给人家 印刻的都叫金刚印。
So isn't this a, this a diamond stamp, and not only implied to Master Yuan Wu Keqing. Whoever the master, majority, most of the master, they usually and give the really have really tight not giving the certification easily. This is all called diamond stamps.
那现在有很多老师给的，师傅说是用冬瓜做的冬瓜印。
So now these days, a lot of master and then be able to certify a student, oh, for enlightenment. And it's too easy. So 师父was joking. And the stamp is made out of, melon. So it's just so simple.
那师父说应该目前的状况应该叫豆腐印。
And 师父also joke around. So, but look at around the current situation.And the stamp is not even made out of melon. They actually made out of tofu.
那我再继续啊，不是从这里边，就是也是无法执法里面综合的。所以呢，解脱到底它还没有一个自我在那边。有没有想过解脱的人？现在不讲说见性、空性、开悟，讲解脱的这个事情的那一位修行者。他还没有自我。
So, regardless, talk about seeing the nature, seeing the nature of emptiness and this and that. And question is, the person attain liberation, do they still have a self?
应该是还有，可是那个不是我们一般讲的自我。他那个自我是慈悲跟智慧自动产生出来的一个功能，所以他该要吃饭，他该要讲话，该要他都还是有嘛，哈。所以人该要有的他都有，可是呢，他那个出来那个功能是一定跟慈悲跟智慧相应的。
Those people should still have a self nature. A self has still have a self, and but it's not the ordinary self sense of the self.It's actually the function of wisdom and compassion. So, and they still do things we all do. When they're supposed to eat, they eat. When they still are supposed to sleep, they sleep. But in whatever the function and from that is the function of wisdom and compassion.
所以现在跟大家再厘清一下所谓般若的开悟啊，我们讲的解脱呢它不是一个经验，也不是一个知识，它是什么呢？
So now I want to clarify, and the enlightenment of a prajna, and so is not from the wisdom, is not from the knowledge. So what is it?
是等一下会讲的一个很重要，是一个无我的态度。
So.Since it's not from the knowledge, since it's not from experience, what is it? It's the attitude of selflessness.
还有是没有自我中心的。
And also no self-center.
是没有自我执着的。
There's no self-attachment.
那而且它一定是从烦恼中跳出来的。
So it's absolutely it jump out from vexation.
所以无我，没有自我中心，没有执着。还有没有烦恼是主要的是这种态度、啊、在这样的才是叫般若的开悟解脱。
So selflessness is no self-center, there's no attachment. So, and that is called the prajna enlightenment, the prajna wisdom.
那我们在止观打坐的时候前方便到身心的统一在内外统一，这个前面这些所有其他的修行都可以到啊。那只有末照同时的时候呢的状况会比较快，因为它的方法简单嘛啊。这个统一心跟到末照同时的，假如是你是修打个比方是属习的。可能他那个经验跟末照同时的经验有点不一样，可是他的过程都是一样，大概都要从统一心进入 在我们所谓践行的经过哈。那所以呢，统一心跟开悟也是两回事情。现在跟大家讲，就我们不是讲心有分七个阶段或四个阶段，四个阶段比较简单，就是散心、专心、统一心跟无心。无心就是我们讲的无我啊。
So from the practice of silent illumination, we start with just sitting, and then gradually, and your body and mind unify, and then gradually, and your body and unify with external environment, and then the next is a silent illumination happen simultaneously. And silent illumination, and this is one of the practice. And but actually, in this practice, it can reach unified mind. It's pretty fast because it's very simple. It's easy to get there. And when you use counting the breath, and the process is still the same, and you will reach a mind of unification. But the mind of unification is not equal to enlightenment. So while we are doing the sitting meditation, and our mind may go through four states or seven states. In the simple way, four states. First, you have a scattered mind, and then you mind and become concentrate, and then you unify mind, and then you have no mind. So this is the four steps.
那假如讲七个心呢，主要就是统一心那边分为三个。这样吧，一二三四五六，再加无心就七个哈。那统一心里面一般有前念后念的统一，他们叫入定哈。这个在末照里面不强调这个，他只强调后面的身心的统一跟内外的统一。在这边跟大家理清一下。
前念后念全部都包在里面。
对，统一心是第一个是前念后念的统一，第二个是身心的统一，第三个是内外的统一跟环境的统一。这是一般分七个心是这样分，可是在末照里面呢，他就不强调第一个前后念，因为前后念的话就是入深定，禅宗时强调入浅定。
So, there's a four state of mind or seven state of mind. So, and first is scattered mind, and then, concentrate mind, and then the unified mind. And unified mind, and actually can be divided into three parts. And your private thought, your latter thought, and unify. And then your body and mind unify. And then internal environment and external environment unify. But we do not emphasize on that. And if you reach a deep unification, you actually go into samadhi. And we don't want that. We actually want you keep going. If you're in a samadhi, you may be happy. You may be stagnant and stay there. And so we want to keep going. And so we usually into shallow samadhi and just become stable. And that's good enough. Just keep going into no mind.
刚刚算了一下只有六个。第七个是在专心的时候，就是你刚刚用数息的话，你大概一数到十的话，大概只有数几次，那就有妄念出来。那个就是稍微的专心，还有个比较专心的。所以等于专心又分两个，散心专心两个就三个嘛哈，再统一心三个嘛哈，就六个，再加无心，这样是普通讲的心的层次七个，是这样分的。专心就是有方法，散心就是一点方法都没有。所以一般来讲，你觉得你修行以后，你很久没有用功。你觉得你是散心还是专心的浅的专心？一般来讲，假如是你的生活环境都很乱的话呢，那你又没有用功的话，大概虽然你有修行的方法，可你没有用，你还是算散心。那当你有方法可以用的时候呢，可是也许用的不好，那时候是专心的前面。那你方法用的很好，就是专心；用的很好很好，就是统一心就会出现。
So, speaking of scattered mind, and scattered mind actually, and there's two kinds of scattered mind. So, the first kind of scattered mind is you don't have a method at all. Your mind is scattered all over the place. And then the next, or you have a method, but you haven't been practiced method. And your life and schedule is all upside down. It's all messed up. So even though you know the method, but you haven't been practiced, and that's just a scattered mind. And it's a little further and a little better is you using the method, even though it's not that well, but you using the method, your mind still scattered, but it's a little better than the totally scattered mind. And then the next and then is a concentrated mind.
好，那可现在解释统一跟统一心跟开悟也不是同一件事情啊。第一个刚刚有提过了统一心的发生不是自自然然会走到开悟，这中间也包括你的用功程度，你的善根跟福德啊。
So next, a unified mind. A unified mind is not equivalent to enlightenment. And it's not and happen naturally. And it really happened because it based on your diligence. You practice very diligently. And also based on your karmic disposition and virtuous root.
那这边讲的开悟是佛教的开悟啊。因为有的宗教不一样，它的开悟的跟我们解释不一样，所以第二个条件呢，除了你的善根深厚，第二个还有三法印，你要对佛法的正知正见还要了解，所以你才会开的般若的悟啊，开般若的悟哈。
So an enlightenment in Buddhism, we talk about enlightenment is just not normal enlightenment or awakening. It's the enlightenment, and you have to have the right view, and then it's based accordance to the three Dharma seal.
知道哪三个吗？诸行无常，
诸行无常，
诸法无我，涅槃寂静。
So the three Dharma seal is impermanence, emptiness, and no self.
那除了第一点、第二点，还有第三点，就是要练习刚刚讲的集中心跟统一心，要练习。练习这个是让你的心能够平静下来，这样才可以修行。你一天到晚心是这样上上下下的，不容易用功。
So and the third is to practice, and so to practice to reach unified mind. So when you reach unified mind, mind is stable, it's not fluctuate all over the place. So and that's unified mind.
因为上次跟大家解释是无常空嘛，所以刚刚跟大家解释开悟，因为师父在这个书里面就有，因为师父讲空嘛，也讲中道观观空这些观念，那人家就问师父，那到底观空可不可以开悟啊？
So we talk about impermanence and emptiness before. And then also we explain emptiness from middle way. So and people that's why people ask Sifu, is that possible to reach enlightenment through contemplation of emptiness?
那你们知道师父的回答是什么？看过书的人应该知道，知道是什么。
Do you know the answer?
有没有看过《无法之法》英文书？师父回答是什么？啊，没有人看过，每次没看到，这么重要的都没看。师父说不可能。
So during the retreat, and some practitioner asked Sifu, "Is that possible to reach enlightenment through contemplating emptiness?" So do you know what's the Sifu's answer? Or anybody read of a method of no method? Sifu said impossible, no.
这个 impossible, 为什么我刚刚讲统一心跟开悟不是同样的，就是解释这个。可在师父书里面的解释，他说无法能够让我们开悟。师父很有禅味啊。他说不能让，可是无法可以让我们开悟。这是书里面的，我是觉得师父 那个书写的真的有意思。
So that's why we said it before, unified mind is not equal enlightened. So, and Shifu in the book, he said, there is no method can lead you to enlightenment.
那同样的问题啊，修行是否等于开悟？
A similar question. Practice, is a practice equal, equivalent to, enlightenment?
那为什么要修行？只要是大家都摇头，那我们为什么要修行？
Since we all shake our head, the practice is not equivalent to, is not equal to enlightenment. And then why we bother to practice?
其实刚刚在讲同一心跟开悟啊的里头也有提到的，假如你修行都不容易开悟，你想想你不修行，那你要怎么办呢？
So we said it before, and a unified mind is not equal to enlightenment. Even you, when you practice, you're not really really equal to enlightenment. How about if you don't practice at all? You never even be able to reach enlightenment.
这两个问题都是师父里面书提到的哈，那是在第英文是第28页，中文是49页，师父里头有讲啊，修行的方法是让我们能够心安定下来，可以平稳下来，能够自由自在，不会受困扰啊，这个是。第二个呢，所有的方法，因为有很多人讲说默照是给很深的，已经修行程度很好的人用。所有的方法其实都一样，默照早期没错，师父是大概熟悉啊，或者是用一段时间他才给你用，后来师父就没有了，他就是看每个人的个性，他就是你可以用默照。那我们呢，怎么知道我们个性适不适合？其实尤其年纪已经那么大了，现在碰到什么就赶快休息了，还在挑，你再去。我记得魔少上次师父有跟我讲说，魔门派就是每一个法门都要去碰，那个叫做摸门派，每个都去摸法门，所以已经没有那么多时间了。所以任何一个方法都是能够让我们把心安定下来。那现在有缘碰到默照这个方法，你们可以用就用，只要没有方法的人就可以用。
So, Shifu mentioned it, and use a practice method is to settle the mind, be at ease without afflictions. So, and also, silent illumination, when people practice all different kind of method and based on their personality and this and that. And then also, as our age progress, and we may not, have that many years left. And so once we encounter opportunity for silent illumination, and use that as the method. And, don't try this method, one day. Oh, this doesn't work for me. I tried the other one. And I tried the other one. You bounce all over the place. And you end up with no method to practice. So when you have an opportunity, encounter silent illumination and use this method into practice. 师父 and was joking, this is Chinese, and we call mo men, and mo means touching or searching. Men is the gate. So I'm touching this gate. Oh, this is good. I try one day, I don't like it. I touch the other door. Oh, I like that one. So maybe not. I'm keep touching all the door. I'm keeping switching all the method, but there's no method I end up with. So and Shifu say, don't be like that. And stick with one method. And so Shifu was teasing one disciple, oh, don't be the one like Mormon and then touching the door each day. So and her reply is, if I don't try to touch every single door, how can I know your method is the best?
我记得那天我也在旁边，我也在旁边。那为什么叫门呢？因为中文的方法叫法门嘛。所以那个门跟中文的那个斗是一样，所以他就觉得法门为什么跟那个是因为这样。
So why we call the door or the gate? So we call Dharma gate is Dharma method. in Chinese literally. So the door, the gate is the Dhamma method. So in the, in like the gate equivalent to the method. So that's what we call Dhamma gate or Dhamma method.
那在禅宗啊，称为默照是无门之门啊，啊或者是禅是无门之门，它根本就所谓没有门的方法。所以默照为什么会说是一个很简单的方法，因为它只有叫你就坐在那边。那为什么会研发什么前方便后方便，因为大家因为没有地方抓嘛，所以才师父才告诉哦，先从体验身体开始，身体体验身体就是一个你的着力点。假如你连身体都没有，你根本不知道你坐在那边干什么，不是昏沉就是打妄想。所以禅就是一个无门之门。假如你说要告诉我这道是入这个门，那你根本就不是一个禅。所以为什么你我们说我们要用功啊，要做什么好像就可以开悟，因为你就是要把用功开悟到某一个程度，你就要放，你那个放的时候就是入门了，就是你只要你能够放，你就是那个没有门的那个门你已经过了，可你一直要找门的话是找不到的。有没有听懂啊？好像在那边绕。
No, that's why in Chan school we call gateless gate. There's no door. There's literally no door to enlightenment. And so, even though silent illumination is very simple, simple practice, and it's just sitting. And but still, because it's too simple, a lot of time people cannot grasping this simpleness. So, so that's why, and Shifu can give you some expedient method before you start. And you need to relax your body and mind, and then that is your body is your exertion point. That's your starting point. So and then you'll be able to gradually go into the gateless gate. And so and if somebody tell you this chant, oh, this is a gate, you go through that gate, and then you're learning chant. So that is not chant. So all you need to do is to practice hard and to. And go through the process and then reach enlightenment. And once, and then you do that and then you let go the gate. And when you let go the gate, and then you enter the gateless gate.
上次结束的时候人家问我说金刚经里面不是说要过那个苦海要有船吗？他说那我上岸的时候要不要带着船，那你们觉得呢？对啊，上岸那个船就是方法嘛。对，里头也讲的嘛，金刚经里头也讲嘛，你不放的话那个放就是要做的，你一放的话那个门就在前面，你开悟之门就已经走进去，你还上了岸还拿着那个船，你那个方法就一直背着走，那个门就你就一直扛着门走了，就这样，那个悟是永远开不了的。
So last week and some people was asking me about Diamond Sutra. And we are going through we are crossing through the river of Samsara. And so we get to the other shore. So after we got on the shore, do we still need to carry the boat with us? So when you holding on to the to the method, and then this is your action, this is your actualization, and then how to do it. And once you reach on the other shore, and you need to let go the boat or the gate, and that is enter into the gateless gate.
所以根据你的修行，根据你的善根福德，你这样的才有办法突然间走进入。那时候你突然间的时候，或者你在寻找的过程中，你突然入这个门，都是。所以他们叫你进入开悟的时候那个都叫顿，在你整个的过程中其实那个是见的，可是有很多人是前一世已经做了很多的见的功夫，所以这是顿了。那我们不知道我们以前有没有那么用功嘛，所以我们现在是不是意思说我们自己要把它当做自己还是一个凡夫，还是用修行，那还有以后要讲的菩萨道跟你的善根都建立起来都有关系的啊。
So our practice and and to be able to reach to the other shore and go through the gateless gate is based on our diligence and the karmic disposition and virtuous root. And so we need a practice. Throughout the practice, the process, and it's a gradual process. But in some time, and just based on all this, your virtuous root and then your karmic disposition, all of a sudden you become enlightenment. It seems it's like gradual. Seems as a sudden, but it's really you've been practiced gradually for a long period of time in numerous previous life. But we cannot know how diligent we've been practiced. So in this lifetime, at least you practice diligently and as an ordinary person and just keep going. And later on, we're going to talk about walking on the Bodhisattva path and then practice.
那像师父的侍者阿难就是他的堂弟哈，跟他做他的侍者差不多三四十年。假如有那把钥匙，你觉得佛不会给他吗？佛一定给他，他又那么聪明，所有的经文只要佛讲过他都记着。可是他到佛走了以后也没有开悟。那他那时候呢，不是结集吗？第一次结集的时候他就还差一个阿罗汉嘛，那人家就一直推荐他，可是大假设就是佛的大弟子啊不肯嘛，他不肯让他说他没有开悟，所以不能，那他很伤心嘛哈，因为他一直觉得佛就在他旁边，所以他迟早会开悟的，他就是觉得他有这个依靠嘛哈。后来现在到大弟子那边，大假设又是很严谨的一个人，他给的不只是金刚印，我觉得是钻石印，所以他不肯给他，他就很难过啊，就回去。他还因为他脑子里面就一直在就是这个的念头，为什么我不能？而其实他的开悟的所有的原因都具足了嘛，所以他一坐下来还没有靠到那个枕头，他就已经开悟了。所以要放下，他知道那时候他谁都不能靠的嘛。他当他把这个放下的时候，他就悟境就在前面了。
It seems we going through the gateless gate and we are looking for the key and to go through the gate. But there is really no key. If there is a key, and Ananda is Buddha's disciple.He's around Buddha all the time. He listened to every single word Buddha said. And on top of that, he's very smart. He memorized every single word. If there is a key, he will be the first person got the key and hand over the key and got the key. But until Buddha went through a parinirvana, he's still not enlightened. Why is that? Because he has a seeking mind and then he always rely on Buddha. Oh, you know, and Buddha's always here. I cannot rely on him. I can rely on him to get enlightened. So he never really let go the seeking mind and also relying on him. And so after Buddha went into parinirvana and all the disciples and get together and want to collect Buddha's teaching.So, Mahaprasapa is the leader of the group. And so this is one arhat and missing. They need a certain amount of arhats. So this is one arhat and they're looking for the last one. And so people suggest Ananda. And Mahaprasapa, and it's a very serious practitioner. He reject Ananda. He say, oh, he's not qualified. He's not arhat. So, Ananda actually feels sad.And very sad. And, you know, I'm being around Buddha all this time and I still not enlightened. So, once he give up this relying on Buddha's this kind of mindset and also seeking mind, so he got enlightened.
那个第一次结集是500个罗汉。
The first time all the disciples get together, and there are 500 arhats.
那师父在这边就是说，虽然我教你们的方法，因为刚刚在讲观空嘛，这观空又跟不能够带你们到开悟。他说，所以师父说很抱歉啊，虽然教了你们方法，可是要开悟这件事情还是要靠你们自己哈。他说观空 虽然不能带你们去开悟，可是呢它是一个很好的训练，让我们练习放下观空的，就是放下过去，放下未来，连现在的这个也要放下。好，这个第一个。而且它让我们不要依靠任何一个东西，因为它不靠左也不靠右，也连中间也不是，这是第二个。第三个，日常生活上也可以观空啊，要常常告诉自己，我还没有开悟了哈，但我还会精进，而且我无所求，这种的态度就让我们能够开悟。
So, 师父 was saying, and, I say this much, and unfortunately, there's no method I can teach you to attain enlightenment. And, but you can practice in, this contemplating and emptiness in the daily life. So, and, with the middle way, it's not dwelling the past and not dwelling the present, not dwelling in the future, and just diligently practice.
那憨山德清禅师他开悟的时候，他就是写了一个偈子啊，死生昼夜水流花现，哎，这个不是就是我们平常的日子吗？
So, when Master 憨山德清 when he gained enlightenment, he wrote the verses, and that birth and death, day and night, water flowing, blessing are falling.And this is just the normal phenomena in our daily life.
那下面两句，今日乃至鼻孔向下，哎，这个不是我们本来就是鼻孔向下了吗？为什么现在才知道呢？
So another verse he wrote, today I just find out my nostril is pointing downwards.
这个的知道跟还没有开悟前的是不一样的，就像我们常常就是见山是山，到第二个层次，见山不是山，最后又是见山是山。假如没有见山不是山，你那后面那个你就是见山是山的那种经验呢，就是不一样。所以他现在才知道鼻孔向下这件事情是已经是他已经过程用功过的，他才真正知道。我们虽然知道鼻孔向下，可是对我们的心理都没有什么改变了，烦恼还是照样一样多。
So, when he said that, his mindset is different from ordinary people. Yeah, of course, the nostril is pointing downward. But no, the possibility of enlightenment was there all along. And, like we, a lot of time we said, oh, we see the mountain is the mountain. And the second stage is, I see the mountain is not the mountain.So, in the third stage, when I see mountain, is precisely the mountain. So, in the first, seeing the mountain is the mountain, and the third, seeing the mountain is the mountain, is totally different attitude, totally different mindset. When you reach the third, seeing the mountain is precisely the mountain, is you have no vexations.
那现在要跟大家分享无我哈，因为只有半个钟头，讲快一点啊。反正有书嘛哈。自己可以再看哈。那无我师父把它分为三个，观念、修行跟成果。
So, we only have half an hour left, and so we're going to talk about no self. No self has three aspects: concept, practice, and fruition.
那观念的话，就是佛教的观念，无常、空、无我。
So, The conceptual understanding of selflessness is, you must understand impermanence, emptiness, and selflessness.
啊，我们也知道，现象界没有任何一件事情，它不是变化的，它不是短暂的，它都是短暂，它都是一直在改变的。这个是无常的观念啊，这个、我们大概，基本的佛教观念应该都有啊。
So impermanence, phenomena, everything is transient and ever changing. So all things are fundamentally without fixed identity. This is the basic concept of Buddhism.
那对无常了解的时候，对空也会了解，就是说它是没有固定的本质， 这个就是它的本质是空性的。
So first, we must understand impermanences. Next, to understand emptiness. And you're having the understanding, the knowledge of impermanence. Understand emptiness is the natural things. And the things, all things are constant influx.
所以这个我呢，也是现象界的一种，所以它的同样被受限制的条件也一样，它是会改变的，它的本质没有一个固定的。这个有我也是应该是现象界的你同一个条件，不会因为是我，所以我这些无常空的本质就不在了，还是在。
Because all things are constantly in flux and relating to this to us. And so we can understand a subject that there's the same condition as a phenomena. And this I is constantly in changing.
就是怎么样把这个我放掉，这个就是才会跟开悟，才会证到空性，就是主要就是没有那个我。那个东西。
How to let go the self, and then you'll be able to see the nature, realize the nature, and then gain enlightenment.
那到底什么是我呢？
So what is I?
那大家都念过心经嘛，哈，大部分人都念过心经嘛，里头有五蕴嘛，五蕴是色、受、想、行、识。色就是你的身体啊，那后面的四个呢，就是你的心理状况，你的肉身跟你的心理状况。
So what is I? I self is a composite of a five aggregate skandhas, which is a form, sensation, perception, volition, and consciousness. And the form is the physical self, and the later four is the mental.
那所以呢，因为环境一直在变迁，我这个身体也一直在变迁，由我这个来观察身体的变迁，所以我们很知道无常空在我跟我的身体我的心理都一直在变的，所以刚刚强调的是都是受限于一种条件，都是流动不变一直在变化的。
So the five aggregate is that is both for physical and mental, and like a phenomenon is constant change. Environment, our environment is made of a constantly changing cause and conditions, and perceive in this constantly changing I influx and change everything with it.
那对观念上的了解其实也可以帮助我们减少痛苦，至少我们知道，苦没有苦到最后，苦的最后一定。会变化嘛，哈？那快乐你也知道，快乐没有一直快乐到顶，快乐到顶的时候一定又会变化。因为有这个，其实也可以减少我们对很多的，就是会比较容易放下。就所以观念的了解还是可以帮助我们减少一些苦。
Even a conception understanding of self, and we understand that it's no inherent fixed nature of this I. And so, and we understand suffering and happiness and joy is not going to last forever. It's impermanent. So, and that will help us, to, get rid of attachment and lessen the attachment.
那刚刚讲过啊，在无我这边观念上的了解，还有修行上用哪两个角度来了解呢？一个是观无我。一个是了解定跟无我有什么不一样，因为刚刚也有跟提过了嘛，哈，假如前后念的统一，那个是定啊。OK.
So we talk about a conception of a conception understanding of selflessness. So we're going to talk about the practice of selflessness, and there's a contemplation of selflessness.And samadhi, the relationship between samadhi and selflessness.
那我们怎么会觉得我们有这个身体？因为我们有个存在感啊，就是说我们有这个我，能够觉知到一个感受， 那这个感受呢，是我们身体在感受，就是有身体、感受、觉知、自我这四个东西，让我们有这个存在的感。
How do we know the self exists? The self exists and through awareness, and the awareness exists and through sensation. Our body and the object of awareness exist. The subject, the aware self exists. And then if somebody has a strong sensation, and then the strong self, they have a very strong self.
所以自我呢是觉知的主体。你有自我，这个是主体，那身体是客体，是觉知的客体，就是一个为主，一个为客啊。
So, we said it before, body is the object of awareness, and the subject is the aware self.
那你假如对身体的存在，你有很强烈的知道身体的存在，其实你就是对于自我的存在你也很强烈的知道。
So if someone has a very strong sensation about self, and so about strong sensation about self, and they have a very strong of the sense of self existence.
所以呢，你感受很强烈的时候呢，你也对你自己自我的那个知道自我也很强烈。所以等于是说身体的跟自我有关系，感受也跟自我有关系，这些都跟你的觉知有关系。
So, and that's why, we see our, presence is the sense of the presence of the body. And, at the moment, and the moment to moment, if you have a very strong sensation and then have a very strong self.
所以呢，只管打坐，当我们修默照的时候呢，我们刚开始就说很清楚知道身体在那边打坐，清楚的知道就是一个觉知，而且要全身的感受，不能够只有一部分，就是你发觉一部分也没有关系，你知道那一部分你是身体中的一部分，还是跟全身要连在一起。
So when we start practice a silent illumination, we just sitting and stay in this a present moment to moment, and we may and feel some partial sensation and this and that, and but do not pay attention to that partial sensation, and just treat your whole body as a totality.
那而且只管打坐的时候，你可以进入状况，就是你的整个的觉知是在当下，就是不是过去未来，就是当下你身体那时候的觉知是怎么样，而且把它当作整体。
So, to feel your whole body is totality, is just focus on the present moment, and not dwell in the past, not project in the future, and clearly know your present condition of a sitting as a totality.
那所以呢，当我们修默照的时候，就不要把感受当作自己。所以这样的话，你才容易身心的统一，内外的统一。假如是你真的是在当下，在当下，那跟你的善根福德有关，可能你就进入空性。
So when you practice silent illumination and stop responding to the I and at the present moment, at that present I. So if you can let go or drop away and that present I, and then you'll be able to enter the silent illumination simultaneously, and then and that will be enter into the enlightenment.
那怎么样可能把你的感受把它丢掉呢？这个就要跟我们念头跟觉知有关系啊。
So how can we drop away and the sensation?And is that something to do with the thought and awareness?
那现在我妄念跟念头，你们分得出来什么叫妄念，什么叫念头，什么叫妄念跟觉知，什么是念头跟觉知，就妄念、念头、觉知这三个跟大家厘清一下啊。
So can we actually distinguish what is wandering thoughts? What is thoughts? What is awareness?
妄念啊，是来来去去的念头。啊，那我们在练习默照的时候呢，你要知道妄念可能是念头，但不是你。默照的时候要练习是要这样，就是说我们知道妄念是念头，是来来去去的念头，但那个不是你。要修默照的时候要练习这样。
So wandering thought is the thoughts come and go, and it could be some thoughts, but it's not you.
当你了解这个念头不是你的时候，你就在修照了。念默照里面那个照，因为那个不是你，你清楚那个不是你，那个就在照。
So, when you clearly aware the thought is just thought, it's not you, that is illumination.
那只管打坐的时候，刚刚提到说，你只管打坐的时候，你就在当下那一刻，那个就是默，你就是什么时候不管，你只一直知道你是在现在的这。就是身体在现在这个状况之下，就是只保留这个现象，这个就是默。
So, you clearly know your body in the present, moment to moment, that is silence.
那你不回应身体的感受，因为我们在默照的时候很容易把身体的某一部分的痒啊，当作是你自己嘛，你只要不要回应，那那些的感受现在你看刚刚有感受觉知啊，这几个都跟默照有关系，你把那个感受呢，它自自然然的它就会消失了，剩下就是单纯的存在，就是当下，这时候还没有无我，这个只是不是默而已。
And you do not respond to bodily sensationAnd just focus on the present moment, and that bodily sensation and will actually cease, and that become the pure presence. That pure presence is silence, right?
默
that is a silence.
那你已经放下过去未来那个，我们刚刚在观空的时候，观空的时候把过去未来连现在都要放下了哈。在你在做到这个时候，但是我们还是在回应到我现在的身体坐在那边打坐，还是在回应有一个我这个身体在那边坐。虽然你不回应过去未来，但是你还回应现在的我坐在那边，那个还是默啊，因为你还是有回应它，可是呢你已经大概 90% 没有回应未来过去，可是现在坐在那边的你，你还是回应，那个也是属于默。
So you already left the past. You already not dwelling on the future. You are at the present moment. Still, and there is a present I which you are responding to. That's silence.
第三点，当停止回应你现在的我的时候，我也脱落的时候，那个就是真正的默哈。那个就是默照同时的时候，也就是我也消失的时候，那个时候就达到无我了，就是我们跟空性相应的时候。
So, when you stop responding to that I, that present drops away. So that's the true silence aspect.So when you reach that point, it's a silent illumination simultaneously. And then at that point, there is no self. And that's in accordance with emptiness.
所以我们在修行的时候，我们要知道什么是念头，什么是我们的感受，什么是我们自我的存在。只要你都分不出来的话，你舍不掉，因为你可能都一直在这个念头里头，在你的是感受里头，那些都是有我在里面。假如你连那个我都不清楚的话，你根本就舍不掉。你舍不掉的话，你就不会消失，就根本不可能进入空性。
So when we practice and we know what is a thought, what is the sensation and what is awareness, what is the self-existence. So if you don't even clearly know what is I, so and you cannot and have any distinguishing, and then so you cannot practice silent illumination, and then you cannot in accordance with the empty nature.
所以对于感受，对于觉知，这样你才对于这个我清楚。不要以为我你不要了解它，要丢掉它。你不了解它的时候，你根本丢不掉它。所以你要了解你念头跟自我感，你要清楚这些，你才有办法把它舍掉。
So only clearly understand the thought, awareness, and then sensation, and through that and to understand the self, then you can let go self.
那所以呢，对我们来讲，要进入空性，就要把自我中心的那个执着要丢掉嘛。所以我们要知道，执着并不等于我。我们因为要把那个执着丢掉嘛，所以不要一直抓的那个我字，就是要给它丢掉。那妄念也不等于自我，妄念是妄念，自我是自我，有执我有自我中心的那个执着，那个才是大的我哈，是一个我字哈。
So, has attachment is not because through attachment we know we attaching something is the existence of I. No. So, wandering thoughts, we wandering thought and some may and think this is my thought, but that has a self-centeredness and so it needed let go. So only understand that and you'll be able to let go self.
那另外呢，要讲定于无我哈。只要有很多人觉得他在定中嘛，日子都很好过，可事实上一出定的时候就不行。为什么呢？只要你有入定出定，这个也就是无常。有的人觉得定是常，因为他在那边的日子很好过嘛，可是只要你有出入定的话，那个都是无常的，就是无常空。那也可以，假如你可以跳出这个，你就可以证得无我哈。所以同样我们对妄念念头跟自我要分得清楚，那日常生活怎么修无我啊，等一下跟大家介绍。
So samadhi, and samadhi is a meditative state of a deep absorption. So is entered that is in samadhi is entered the state of timeless and permanent self. So it seems like this a fixed self can enter samadhi and can transform permanently.And then if that's the case, how can you go in and out of samadhi? And so actually samadhi itself is also impermanent, empty of a fixed substantial essence. So that's why you'll be able to go in and out samadhi. And there's no selfhood even in the samadhi.
那刚刚有讲统一心，不是有前后念吗？前后念的时候，就是你的心都是在这个念、这个念、这个念，这个就是在定中，就是在定中。为什么？因为在定中，你要修行不好修行，所以禅宗的话，它就是只要进入浅定，让你的身心能够安定就可以，那样的定就可以了，不要再。可是你说我有身定的经验好不好？当然很好啊，因为你有经验嘛，那是一种经验，你就知道。当你入身定的时候，你的身心状况是怎么样的？有经验是很好啊。
So in a samadhi and in Chan school, we don't encourage people going to deep samadhi. And so it only because in deep samadhi, and people may feel this is wonderful, you want to stay in there. So that's why in Chan school, we said we do not want people going to deep samadhi. We want to go to shallow samadhi. And your body and mind is in a stable state and at ease. So, but do not stagnate in there and then just keep going.
那在日常生活怎么样修行无我的态度呢？你不要常常把你的经验当作自我。那我们爸爸妈妈都会有很多经验要告诉小孩嘛，就开始练习。小孩要听可以了哈，那假如不要听的时候呢， 我们就是要练习无我，不要把那个经验当作你的经验，因为那个是你的经验，不是小孩子的经验，可以给他做借鉴，可是他不听你也没有办法。好，这个是很快的讲。
So how do we practice our selflessness in the daily life? And not seeing our own experience as a self. And so as parents, we like to teach our own experience to the children. And so if the children are willing to listen, and then good. If they don't want to listen, and don't force on them.
那只有六分钟，现在很快把证悟无我的就是成果跟大家很快的介绍。这个是在师父的第中文是55页那边哈。我们一般来讲，我们一般人都是小我哈。那大我的情况呢，不只是佛教有，其他宗教也有。他们假如得到跟神我合一的时候，或者是艺术家，当他们很专注在他们的创作的时候，都有大我。在那个时候大我的时候呢，他对于他自己身体的这个小我他是不在意的，他的心是跟神识是相应的哈。那无我呢，假如没有佛教的正见的经验的话呢，那等于是那个无我就跟我们不一样。所以为什么佛教讲的那个正见那么重要的原因，因为只有正见才可以达到无我哈。
So, actualizing, selflessness, there's three levels, and small self, and average concept of self, and is what we call a small self or ordinary egos, and great self. And so the narrow sense of self and surrender is a result of a spiritual or philosophical endeavor, and see everything in the presence of something greater, oneness and Godhead. So this is a great self. And so some can be attained some from some philosophers, some artists, and but still, and that great self and within the limitation of a five skandhas, and so replacing small self with great self still and the idea of a self. So only contemplating no self. And the great self is dropped when we see five skandha as empty, a void of itself, and transcending some samsara.
那证得无我它有三个不同的阶段哈，一个五蕴皆空啊，那另外一个就是超越轮回，还有超越五蕴皆空，就是阿罗汉的境界。第三个呢，就是大圣的那个大涅槃，生死轮回度众生，这三点啊。
So, in actualization, selflessness, there's three category. Five skandhas are empty, and behind samsara and five skandhas remain in samsara and dedicate to all beings.
因为时间关系，我要把一个末照的它的功能呢，跟大家介绍，所以这边就是跟大家介绍一下，就是证得五蕴皆空的时候，就是大我就脱落哈，它就超越生死轮回了。
So when attain this stage and the five skandhas are empty, and so this will be exceeding the great self.It will not and transcend in the samsara.
那第二个呢，就是阿罗汉的境界，他们呢住在涅槃，他是超越轮回跟五蕴皆空的，但是他住在大涅槃里头。
So at the second, behind samsara and five skandha is arhat, and be liberated as an arhat, leaving behind samsara and five skandha to dwell in nirvana.
那最后一个是大圣的，他是。连大涅槃，他所谓的大涅槃，他就是他回归到娑婆世界还度众生的，他自己已经可以超越，可是他还愿意再回来帮助还有在这边受苦的菩萨。
And so the third, remain in samsara and dedicate to all beings. And at this stage, it is already surpassed the samsara, and but still, and be able to return to the saha world to deliver sentient beings.
那主要的哈，让大家知道，可以证得无我，有这些。可是主要我们要做的呢，是我们怎么在日常生活上运用我们的末照。
So, this is it's just to introduce how to actualize selflessness. But the main thing is how to apply silent illumination in the daily life.
那我们第一个要做的就是，我们现在在做什么就在做什么，现在在听经就专心听经哈，在睡觉就睡觉，要吃饭等一下吃饭就专心吃饭。可是大部分要做到这个好像都没那么容易哈。
So, the main thing is focus on the current moment. What are you doing? And now you're listening to the lecture and then pay attention and focus on listening to the lecture. So later on when you're going to eat and then focus on what I'm eating and sleep and focus on the sleeping.
而且离开蒲团，你在打坐的时候经验很好，可是你平常的时候你也要知道你身体在干什么，你身体的感受，你心里的感受，你要清清楚楚，这些都是要练习。平常我们大概听到话我们就生气，可是我们不知道为什么很生气，只知道很生气。
So, we may have a wonderful experience on the cushion, in the retreat. So, and the moment after you left, you get off the cushion. And do you know clearly and about what kind of condition of your body and mind or your awareness? And, maybe when we heard something and it makes us angry,you know, what really make you angry? And so getting off the cushion, and that is the beginning of the practice.
另外我们每个人都是独一无二的，要知道自己的优点在哪里，也要知道自己的缺点在哪里，那做你能够做的。
So we all, unique individual. We have our strengths and our limitation. And know what's your strength and your limitation and do what you're capable of doing.
所以就是时间的关系已经过了两分钟哈，就请大家就练习。那不懂的我们有书嘛哈，可以看。
So we already passed our time 2 minutes and so just please and practice. And if it's something you don't understand, you can refer to the books.
那书呢，默照的第一本圣严法师教默照禅，这个只有中文。第二本 Illuminating Silence 呢，它有中文版叫如月印空啊。那第三本就是现在跟大家介绍的 Methods of No Method, 无法之法。
The 3 books, and the first book is in Chinese, Master 圣严 Teach Your Silent Illumination Chan.And the second book, Illuminating Silence, and that's an English book. And the third book is The Method of No Method.
好，谢谢。那我们今天就到这边为止。
Thank you, everybody.